I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order. Got a pretty full agenda, so we're going to try to keep moving here. We will be carrying over, I'm going to announce some carryovers to start with. We're carrying over House Bill 3170, 3264, House Bill 2169, House Bill 2191, House Bill 2190, House Bill 3146, and House Bill 3189. Additionally, we won't be entertaining House Bill 2857. House Bill 2112. Excuse me. House Bill 2112 will carry over. Excuse me. We will not be working House Bill 2163, House Bill 3299, and House Bill 3396. Additionally, will not be worked. And House Bill 2907 will not be worked. We will be looking at an interim work group on House Bill 2907. So with that, Stark is 33.5.
So nothing on the best of work session. We're here. Why?
Going to open up a work session to House Bill 3305.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this is the measure that represents Stark brought to the committee. The committee heard it back on March 15th. It extends Oregon's women law to include travel trailers, declaring an emergency. Since the hearing, he has developed a -1 amendment that you have, and it modifies the definition of a travel trailer to just refer to the structural elements and not the living quarters. And on the -1, there is no revenue impact, and there's a minimal expenditure impact.
Representative Stark, you introduce yourself for the record and talk to us just a little bit about the amendment.
Chair Holby, members of the committee, my name is Dwayne Stark, State Representative, House District 4 in Southern Oregon. And when we originally presented this bill, we told you we were working on an amendment at that time. Well, that is the -1 that is before you. The -1 is fairly simple. Basically, when we drafted this, we did not intend to include more things in the Lemon Law for travel trailers than are currently included for motorized RVs. And so what we did is we mirrored the things that are kind of accepted in, or exceptions to that and not included in the Lemon Law. So we mirrored the motorized RV language for these travel trailers. That's the amendment that's before you. I can attempt to answer questions if you'd like.
Questions from the committee? No one has questions for you. We're glad you showed up. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Chair Holvey, I move to adopt the -1 amendment to House Bill 3305.
Representative Bynum moves to adopt the -1 amendment to House Bill 3305. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the -1 amendment is adopted. Representative Bynum.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 3305 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 3305 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Barreto.
Yeah, I'm going to be a no on this, Mr. Chair. One, from the standpoint that I have, this is quite an industry in my area. And then two, I have a business too, and I don't believe the state should be coming in to our business saying, hey, if you build a bad product, you need to warrant it when we already have a warranty process. And that's just capitalism. You know, if you have a reputation like that, your business goes down. And so I think it's left up to the capitalist market.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Kayla, can we have a roll call, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Cheney?
Aye.
Representative Pack?
Aye.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Representative Penimer?
No.
Vice Chair Barreto?
No.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 3305, having received the votes, is passed, and we'll have Representative Stark carry that. Close the work session on House Bill 3305. And additionally, I forgot to mention one other carryover. House Bill 3402 will be carried over. So with that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2975.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure that Representative Malmstrom brought forward. It deals with the damages in cases against vehicle dealers. The committee on Wednesday adopted the Dash 1 amendment. And there is no revenue impact, and there are no expenditure impacts on the Dash 1 amendment.
Representative Bynum.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2975 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 2975 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion? Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be a no on this also. We have a Senate Bill 974 coming over that does a better job.
Other discussion? And I look forward to reconciling with Senate Bill 974 if and when we do see it. So we'll figure that out. With that, can we have a vote, please?
Representative Jordy?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Baby?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
No.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Penimer?
No.
Vice Chair Barreto?
No.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2975, having received the votes, is passed. And we'll, I guess, have Representative Malmstrom carry that. I'd like to open the... Can you have this one?
Mm-hmm.
Work? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, okay. We're open a work session, House Bill 2348.
Okay, Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure that was brought forward by Secretary of State Jean Atkins. The committee heard it March 8th. It increases the portion of the business registry fee that will be kept by the Secretary of State. Currently, they keep $20 of every business registry fee. This measure would have them keep $25. It does not raise the filing fee. There is a fiscal impact statement issued, and there is a revenue impact statement issued, and it has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2348 to the floor with the due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Bynum moves that House Bill 2348 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Discussion. Representative Evans.
I just want to, that will be a courtesy yes on this. Just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. And committee, I will note that this bill doesn't raise the registry fee, but it does ask for more money, and we feel that it's going to be important for this bill to be in Ways and Means because we are intending to pass House Bill 2191 at a later, probably Monday, that deals with the shell corporation issue, which I believe the Secretary of State will need some more money on.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, sort of the rest of the discussion on that. So, Kayla, can we have a roll call?
Representative Jordy?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Baby?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2348, the motion passes. Referred to Ways and Means. And next on your list? Open a work session, House Bill 2356.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure that deals with the debt buyers, and the committee adopted the amendment on Wednesday. Since then, we've received a fiscal statement. There's no revenue impact, and the chair is asking that a subsequent referral to Ways and Means be added.
So, yes. Here it is, right here. Sorry.
Chair Holby, I move House Bill 2356 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Bynum moves that House Bill 2356 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. It is their discussion. Representative Evans.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I just want to say thank you very much for allowing sufficient time to clarify the issue that we have had mentioned during the last hearing having to do with the difference between consumer and commercial debt. I just appreciate the hard work, and I think it's a much better bill.
Yeah, thanks. And I will comment that there was a lot of work put into this by the stakeholders, you know, Matt Marquis, the Cheryl from the Department of Justice, Sybil Hebb, the State Bar, and the courts, and Dan Bates, and you know, a lot of people came together and worked really hard to get this bill out. Really, really proud of their work on this. So with that, we have the motion. Can we have a vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Pack?
Aye.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Kenmer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2356, motion passes. It goes down to Ways and Means. Okay. Okay. I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 2567.
All right, Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a bill from Representative Witt that aligns Oregon more closely with the Warren Act, and it has the Dash 1 amendment that the committee adopted on Wednesday that I'd say would raise the threshold for those reporting to the employers that have at least 100 employees instead of 75. It also eliminated the compensatory damages. And there's no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement was issued on the Dash 1 amendment. And this bill goes to the floor.
Thank you. Write that one right there.
Chair Holby, I move House Bill 2567 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 2567 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Representative Barreto.
Yeah, I'll be no on this, Mr. Chair. I think there are just a lot of circumstances around layoffs that can't be covered unilaterally with a bill like this. So,
other discussion? Kayla, could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative
Fahey? Aye.
Representative Hack?
No.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Kenmer?
No.
Vice Chair Barreto?
No.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2567 didn't receive the votes.
Yep.
Passes. And we'll have Representative Witt carry that. That'll close the work session on House Bill 2567 and open a work session on House Bill 2162.
Chair, committee members, this is the measure that it's a committee bill and deals with the apprenticeship utilization. The committee heard the bill March 22nd. There's now a -4 amendment that removes language requiring state public contracting agencies that they no longer have to require the public improvement contract, that the agency will pay the contractor for the total amount of work hours. That part of the bill has been removed. It also provides an exemption for emergency procurements. There is no revenue impact and a minimal expenditure impact. And this bill was referred to the committee with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, but based on the minimal expenditure impact, the referral to Ways and Means is asked to be rescinded.
So, does anybody want to speak to the amendment?
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, Jack Dempsey on behalf of the Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters. The -4 amendment does two things. It deletes in the original bill section 2 sub 4 because there was some gray area from the apprenticeship division at Boley that thought this may get into the agency having to subsidize the apprentices like is done in the ODOT model. So we didn't want to confuse that. And then the other thing it does is that it adds a line on the amendment, which is page 3, lines 7 and 8, essentially an exemption for emergency circumstances, which was another requirement that DAS asked for.
Okay.
I'm fine with both of those.
Anybody else want to speak to the amendment? Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Chair Holvey, I move to adopt the -4 amendments to House Bill 2162.
Representative Bynum moves to adopt the -4 amendment to House Bill 2162. Is there discussion? -4 amendment. Seeing. Do we need a recess?
I'll
have a recess just momentarily, Kayla.
Playtime's over.
I'd like to reconvene, and I think we have a -4 amendment motion. And
please comment real quick.
Discussion.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to mention the -1, too. I know there were some folks that worked hard on that, really wanted that moved. So I just wanted out of a courtesy to those folks that I know they worked really hard on that. So I just wanted to make sure that we had that on the record, that there were some other folks that did work hard
right.
to try to move
this. And I'll acknowledge that well. I know this has been a tough issue over the years, and they did speak to what's in the -1 amendment at the previous hearing. It was a bill that did go through the Senate last session, but did catch some people by surprise, and it didn't make it through the process. And so I know this bill just is about state contracting agencies, and I think the importance of getting apprentices work is really important. I think everybody agrees to that. It's just how we got there that some may disagree with, but I'm hopeful that. We'll see how this works, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it in the future.
Okay.
Representative Fahey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to echo Representative Hack's comments and yours as well. I think everybody up here, and I can't speak for everyone else, but everyone agrees with the importance of getting additional apprenticeships and giving them opportunities. It's just, figuring out the right way to do that. So.
Right. And I know this has been a discussion since I've been in the legislature. In 2005, this was a very similar bill to this was before us, and it's bounced around every session since then, and has not really come to anything. So, I'm hopeful that this will be a road forward for apprenticeship on public projects. So, with that. Where are we at with the motions? All this talking.
A motion on the amendment.
-4.
So, is there any objection to adopting the -4? If not, they're adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2162 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 2162 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there discussion? Representative Doherty.
Well, this is more of a comment than discussion because there's been back and forth, especially with the idea of, you know, if we do one part of the bill, the general contractors will not go through and have apprentices go through, and we've got, you know, kind of back and forth and back and forth. And in my prior life, I was actually a general contract. We built probably a dozen or more homes. And as a general contractor, I met with the subs and I said, okay, whether they were masonry, whether they were plumbing, whether they were framers or whatever, I'd say, these are the plans, these are the parameters, this is what my expectations are, now go for it. And if one of my expectations would have been that I want you to go through and have X amount of, you know, apprentices or whatever, if they didn't follow those parameters, I was not going to wire it, I wasn't going to hit a nail, I wasn't going to plumb it or anything else, but I had certain expectations for them. And if those expectations were not met, I didn't hire them on the next project. And I think that's kind of the same thing here. Somebody doesn't meet the expectations that we have, that you have X amount of this and X amount of percent apprentices, and you make sure that the apprentices are learning in whatever they need to do on that project, then that sub is not going to be hired again, and that's kind of plain and simple. So I just wanted to make that comment because it's a very, very difficult one. But as a general, they didn't follow my parameters, they're not going to get hired again, period. So
thank you. And I would also, you know, some questions came up to me that I did confer with the Bureau of Labor and Industry to put on the record. Nothing in this bill allows anyone to direct any contractor to violate the standards or conditions of their apprenticeship programs and those parameters that are laid out through the Apprenticeship Training Division and the Apprenticeship Council. So it's not like somebody can be forced into violating their condition and requirements of, you know, their particular apprenticeship training committee standards. Those are still the law, and this bill does not change that. So just wanted to make sure that was on the record for clarity. So can we have a vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Penimer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barreto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holvey?
Aye. This bill 2162, having received the votes, is passed to the floor. Does anyone want to carry this particular bill? Representative Barreto? Close work session, House Bill 2162. just in a little bit of shock here for a minute. We'll stand at ease for just a moment. I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order, and just to ensure that I mentioned these all before, which I think I did, but the carryover bills will be House Bill 3170, House Bill 3264, House Bill 3402, House Bill 2169, House Bill 2191, House Bill 2112, House Bill 2190, House Bill 3146, and House Bill 3189. So with that, committee, thank you very much for your being here today. And we will see you Monday at 1 o'clock. And we have a committee scheduled for 5 o'clock on Tuesday, which, if in fact we do have it, would probably be pretty short. If we might just be waiting for paperwork on one or two bills. So we'll see if it happens. So with that, I'll adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor.
Okay.
What's up?
The little guy.
On Business and Labor.
Okay. What's up? The little guy.